हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे।
बोलो लाडली लाल की, श्रीमत सद्गुरु सरकार की। राधे राधे टू एवरीबॉडी। थैंक यू फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी हियर टुनाइट। आई फील सो एट होम इन ट्रिनिडाड। ऑल ऑफ यू हैव मेड मी फील सो एट होम एंड रियली आई एम जस्ट हैप्पी टू बी एबल टू मीट ऑल ऑफ यू एंड get to see Trinidad finally after all these years. Trinidad was, everybody knows, a favorite of Sri Maharaj's. He came here and spent as much time as he could. So it's nice. Now I see why. Not just because the country is beautiful, but you all exemplify many of the characteristics that Maharaj-ji emphasized that a devotee should develop in their heart. So, I'll begin with Vandana and some Kirtan, and then I'll continue with the Bhagavatam discussion. Mannatha Shri Jagannatho Madguru Shri Jagadguru Madatma Sarvabhutatma Tasmai Shri Gurave Barhapidam Natvarvapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhradvasah Kanak Kapisham Vaijayanti Chamala Randhra Venu Radhar Sudhaya Purayan Gopavrindair Vrindaranyam Svapad Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti Namah Kamalana Bhaya Namah Kamal Maa Namah Kamal Pa. Namaste Kamale Chana Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam Yo Vaivedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai Tagvam ha devam atma buddhi prakasham mumukchurvai sharanamaham prapadye. Dear devotees, join me in singing the divine name of Radha Krishna as we all do Rup Dhyan together. Let's visualize the form of Hari and Guru as we, from our hearts, chant Radhe Govind. Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govind
Radhe
Govind Radhe.
Govind Radhe.
सरकार की As we did yesterday, I'll begin by discussing a little bit of the practical philosophy of the Bhagavatam as it relates to devotion, how to do devotion. Then we'll do a little bit of Rup Dhyan together, and after that I'll get into some more of the theory, the technical theory of the Bhagavatam. Yesterday, I explained that the actual real benefit of the Bhagavatam is beyond us. I told you that when Vedavyasji had written the Bhagavatam and he wanted to teach it to somebody, there was no disciple in his ashram that he felt was qualified to receive not only the knowledge, but the bliss of the Bhagavatam. Because the bliss of Shri Krishna's leelas are imbued in the Bhagavatam. So only his son Shukadevji was qualified. It means that neither am I qualified to tell you the Bhagavatam, and many of you may not be qualified to hear the Bhagavatam. But nonetheless, even though hearing the Bhagavatam, we may not receive the unlimited divine bliss of Shri Krishna's leelas, nonetheless, we can still receive some benefit. The Bhagavatam is also for the devotees. The benefit we get from it is by taking those leelas of Shri Krishna and using them as devotional material, as a way of attaching our mind to Shri Krishna by remembering those leelas described in the Bhagavatam. So in that way we use it as part of our process of doing devotion, then we can get some benefit from the Bhagavatam. So even though we are not in the class of Shukadevji and Parikshit, yet we can still get some devotional benefit from discussing and listening to the Bhagavatam. As regards the devotional philosophy, yesterday I explained that Parikshit had come to Shukadevji with a question. What should a person do who's about to die? He knew he had only 7 days left to live. And he added to that, What should an ordinary person do who may not be about to die? An ordinary person doesn't know when they're going to die. Today, tomorrow, after 80 years, we don't know. So he had two, like, point A and point B of his question. But the answer for both was the same. Shukadevji told him, Shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan rinam. I explained this yesterday. He told him, whether you're on death's bed or you're about to die or you're a regular person with his whole life in front of him in the world, in either case, what you want to do is shravana bhakti, kirtana bhakti, and most importantly, smarana bhakti. Shravana meaning listening to the leelas of Shri Krishna and listening to the devotional philosophy. Kirtan bhakti, singing God's name, singing his leelas, singing about his divine virtues. And most importantly, smarana bhakti, remembering him in our heart. So yesterday I briefly described that doing Roop Dhyan is the most effective way of remembering God. Roop Dhyan means making the form, imagining his form in your mind with the faith that it's not just imagination, he really is right here in front of me. That's Roop Dhyan. Let's look at another part of the Bhagavatam that describes about the path to God. Practically, what do we have to do? In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, before we actually even get to hear about the discussion that takes place between King Parikshit, who is asking the questions, and Shukadevji Paramahans, who is answering, before that, we hear about a discussion taking place between Sutji Maharaj and Shaunakadik Paramahans. If you look at any of our scriptures of Sanatan Dharma, they're all built in the same way. They're conversations within conversations. For instance, in the Gita, how does it start? With a conversation between Sanjay and Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra is asking, "What? Tell me what's happening on the battlefield. What are my sons and the sons of Pandu doing?" Then Sanjay describes, okay, Arjuna is asking this, Shri Krishna is answering that. So we're hearing about the conversation between Arjuna and Shri Krishna through Sanjay and Dhritarashtra's conversation. So it's something like this in the Bhagavatam. We actually begin with a conversation between Sutji Maharaj and Shaunakadik Paramahans. Shaunakadik means Shaunak, who is the leader of these great Jnani saints, the knowers of formless God. There were many of them. So Adik means and so on, and others. So Shaunakadik Paramahans. They were performing a 1,000-year yajna, worshipping God through this yajna. So in the middle of this yajna comes the great saint Sutji Maharaj, who's known for his knowledge of the Puranas, including Bhagavatam. So when Sutji came, all of these Paramahansas prepared a nice seat, a proper throne for him, and asked him to sit. And then they asked him a question. So Bhagavatam begins with this question, where Shaunakadik Paramahans say, Sutji, please, we have a question. There are so many paths described in the scriptures, so many paths described by various saints who have come to this world. But it's Kaliyug. It's the age of materialism. People live a shorter life. Even while they're alive, their bodies don't stay healthy. That becomes a distraction for them. Their mind lacks focus. They said all these things, that in Kaliyug, people have a lazy mind. They have very bad memory. They can't remember, even if you tell someone to do something and then you ask him 2 hours later, "Oh, I forgot. Let me go and do it right now." So we have poor memory, poor ability to focus, poor physical health. We can't sit for a long time. We're distracted by all of our attachments in the world. So they said that Sutji, knowing that this is the state of the human mind, this is the human condition in Kaliyug, please tell us, what is the one sure path? What is the best path for someone to follow to attain his Shreya? Shreya means your ultimate good, your ultimate goal. In other words, God. So this was how Bhagavat began. Sut ji said, Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktiradho kshaje ahaitukya pratihata yayatma samprasidati. He said the paradharma, par meaning param, supreme. The param dharma is bhakti. Yato bhakti radhokchaje. Whatever brings bhakti for Shri Krishna in your heart, that is your supreme dharma. Dharma is of two types. If you want to define dharma, you go to the root, which is dhring. Dhring means that which is worth adopting because of what it gives you. It sustains you in a certain way. So since we are a dual personality, the divine soul residing in the physical body, so there's two types of dharma. One dharma to sustain our soul and one dharma to sustain our body. One is Bhagavat dharma. One is Mayik dharma. Our soul wants God, needs God. So the path to God is our supreme dharma. And our body needs things from this world. So living a good life in the world, living a healthy, balanced life in the world is our physical dharma, our Mayik dharma. But Shaunakadik Paramahans were asking about attaining Shreya, the happiness of the soul. How will we attain that? So he said the supreme dharma is whatever develops bhakti for Shri Krishna in your heart. And then he went on to say, by the way, the same question was asked to Shukadev ji by Parikshit. So then he started telling about who is Shukadev ji, which I related to you yesterday. Who is Parikshit? How he got the divine vision of Shri Krishna in the womb before he was born. And then how they came to meet on the bank of Ganga. And then how Parikshit started asking questions from Shukadev ji. So this is how the Bhagavatam is introduced. So bhakti is foremost in the Bhagavatam, although yoga is also described, jnana is also described, karma is also described. All the paths are described, but in the context of showing the greatness of bhakti, that these paths also exist. They also are described in Vedas, they're also taught by saints. However, all of these paths depend on bhakti. Yesterday I also described to you that in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, near the end, there's 12 cantos in the Bhagavatam, skand. It's divided into major sections. So 12 skand, and each skand has chapters. And then each chapter has a certain number of shlokas. Like it could have 40 shlokas, 100 shlokas, 200. And then each skand will have a different number of chapters, like 10 chapters, 80 chapters, 100 chapters. So in the 11th skand,